got 30 more minutes. Let's build our house together. Let's get this thing going. Let's go.
Marty was never shy about his hatred for the silver and black. But come Raider week, it was on full display.
Without question, and any player or coach knew that when Raider week came, Marty had a different demeanor. It was a different week. It was Raider week, and he didn't let anybody forget it.
Everything got turned up a notch for Raider week. There were signs in the elevators. There was signs in the locker room. Raider week, just simply stated Raider week.
Marty would take at least 10 or 15 minutes at every team meeting to talk about the disrespect. They don't respect you. They don't respect you. They don't respect you. Whether warranted or not, that was the fuel for the fire.
He talked with the most hate I've ever heard about another team in my life.
You have dominated them to this point. You have dominated them in a kicking game. We got to dominate them one more play.
He made it very, very personal, and we had a very clear understanding of what this game was going to be about.
And I always remember the first team meeting. I went, wow.
Caesar is hanging. Now let's go.
I just could not believe all the things that he was saying and meant. And it came from his heart. And I remember coming out of that meeting. And there was Marcus. He goes, Gunn, come here.
One more series.
Have you figured out why the Raiders can't beat the Chiefs? I went, holy mackerel.
He built it to such a crescendo. You just knew they were just so incredibly focused.
Gotta have a tempo, man. Gotta have a tempo.
You never had a second thought as you followed the team that they were going to lose to the Raiders, even though the Raiders had some good teams. And every year he was able to kind of get their emotions riled up and the compass directed in the right way, and they fed off of that. Players loved it.
Here they go. Goes down in a sea of red.
Marty's motivational tactics were the stuff of legend throughout the NFL. And during this most important week, his creativity knew no limits.
Let's get this rocket.
There were a lot of things behind the scenes that were done to get ready for that game.
Marty would always instruct the players, keep your helmets on at all times. Sometimes things come out of the stands.
Were the Chiefs in a greater danger at Raiders games than any other teams they played? Marty thought so, and that helped perpetuate the rivalry. It was another subtle way in which he set that game apart.
Hey, let's go. This is very brief, man. We want to get the hell out of this dungeon. Listen to me.